Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we ask questions to the nation on a different topic from Monday all the way through to Friday. Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Mikita Oliver. It's Friday, which means the subject is chosen by our guest, and that guest today is rugby player Danny Kerr. Danny's chosen subject is Liverpool Football Club in the 21st century. That's quite a surprising choice for a rugby player from Yorkshire, Danny.
Yes. For my sins, I should definitely be a Leeds United fan, but my brother started supporting them. I wanted to be someone different, so I went for Liverpool. And I've made the right decision.
Yeah. Well, quite. So as usual, there's 15 points to play for. Let's quiz. Question number one. In 2018, Liverpool bought goalkeeper Alisson Becker from which Italian club?
Roma.
Correct. The answer is Roma. Question number two. Which assistant manager stepped in for Gerard Houllier for the majority of the 2001 to 2002 season after Gerard Houllier's heart problems?
That would have been Phil Thompson.
Correct. The answer is Phil Thompson. Question number three. Which W was the manufacturer of Liverpool's kit between 2012 and 2015?
Warrior.
Correct. The answer is Warrior Sports. Question number four. After leaving Liverpool in the summer of 2015, where did Steven Gerrard head to next?
He went to LA Galaxy.
Correct. He went all the way to LA Galaxy. Question number five. What name is given to the counter-pressing tactical philosophy that Jurgen Klopp is known for?
I just call it the high press. But I don't think that's right.
It's the answer is the Gegenpress.
Gegenpress. All right, okay.
Gegenpressing. Question number six. Who managed Liverpool for 31 games in the 2010 to 2011 season?
31 games. I think, was that Roy Hodgson?
The correct answer is Roy Hodgson.
Tough time of it, Roy.
Really? Why?
Never really let him go soon after that. But then he did go on to be the England manager.
Oh.
Somehow. Yeah.
Question number seven. Who did Liverpool beat in the final of the FIFA Club World Cup of 2019?
Chelsea.
The correct answer was Flamengo.
Sorry.
The Club World Cup.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I didn't listen.
Question number eight. What shirt number made iconic by Jamie Carragher is now worn by Jerdan Shaqiri?
23.
23. Thank you. I said the question right. You got the answer. Boom. Question number nine. In the 21st century, all official Liverpool captains have been English, apart from one. Name that one.
Have to be Sami Hyypiä.
Correct. The correct answer is Sami Hyypiä. He's from Finland.
Finland, yeah. Hell of a player.
Is he a hell of a player?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Great player.
Your final three questions have multiple correct answers, Danny. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any of the players bought by Liverpool in the summer of 2016, the first summer transfer window under Jurgen Klopp?
Oh, Klopp's first signings. Would Sadio Mane be one of them?
Sadio Mane, yes, correct. You could have also had Joel Matip.
Yeah.
Loris Karius.
Yeah, rubbish.
Alex Manninger or Jeannie Wijnaldum. Question number 11. For 2 points, Danny, these are your last two questions. Liverpool won a cup treble in 2001 when they won the League Cup, the FA Cup, and the UEFA Cup all in the same season. That was a good year, wasn't it?
Great year.
Can you name two of the three teams Liverpool played in cup finals that year? This can be the final of the League Cup or the FA Cup or the UEFA Cup in 2001.
Yeah, this was in my revision last night. They beat Arsenal in the FA Cup because Michael Owen scored two late goals to win it.
Okay.
Liverpool
Correct.
In their like, yellow-orange shirt. It was class. And they beat Alaves in the UEFA Cup.
Beautiful. That revision worked. Arsenal, correct. Alaves, correct. You could have also had Birmingham City. They beat in the League Cup.
Oh, nice.
You are on 10 points. This is your final question. Question number 12. For 3 points, can you name three of Liverpool's four penalty takers in the 2005 Champions League final against AC Milan?
This must be the first time in my life that a bit of revision has paid off, I reckon.
We're talking about the penalty shootout. So
yeah.
I'm happy you revised that.
I did. Didi Haman.
Yes, correct.
He'd be down there as Dietmar Haman, probably.
Yeah. Correct.
Gibril Cisse.
Correct.
And John Arnarisa.
Correct. There's another one. Do you want to give it to me? Have you got it?
I think, yeah. I think it was Vladimir Smitsa.
It was. What a way to end. Danny Kerr. On your random Friday specialist subject, Liverpool FC, you have scored 13 points. I think that's the highest we've ever had.
Come on.
Come on.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
So, Danny, what have we learned from this? I guess revise.
Yeah, any kids out there? I didn't actually take this advice when I was younger, but revise.
It's actually really worked in your favour now.
Do your studying. Yeah, because that's worked in my favour for Liverpool.
And Liverpool, you seem to know everything about. Have you spent the last 15 years following their every move, and they are quite a passion for you, Liverpool FC?
Yeah, no, I do. I love my football, so I'm a big Liverpool fan. However hard I've tried, my son's now 6, to make him a Liverpool fan, he won't go anywhere near them. He hates them purely because I support them. So he supports any other team apart from Liverpool, which is...
Oh, what's he gone for?
Tough to take. He's stuck with me right now. Who do you support, Blake?
Man United.
Can you believe that? Or he'll go with Man City if they're playing Liverpool. So
wow,
he's, yeah.
It's like he's spitting in your eye every time.
It really is.
It's really tough. Oh, it's really nice to hear his voice. Hi, Blake. Thanks for coming to Quiz Chat Repeat. Danny Kerr, you did it so well. Thank you very much, Danny Kerr.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
Unfortunately, that's the end of another episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. But it's Friday, which means you have the entire weekend to binge on our podcast as you stay in bed until midday or order a takeaway or just go for a walk. We'll see you next week for some more quiz.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.